The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
AKA The Mamas on Magic. And most kids in Northwest Arkansas are celebrating because this is the official last week of school.
Woo.
By Friday, they're going to be out for summer break. But it's not just the kids who are counting down the days until June 6th. Teachers are coming up on a much needed summer break too.
True. We've said it before, but we'll say it again. Teachers, we don't know how you do it. It's tough enough to handle your own kids, much less a classroom full of 20 to 30 kids, all with different personalities. I can't even wrap my head around the energy level that must be required to teach that many kids all day, 5 days a week.
And I'd say it's the elementary school teachers who need the most energy. Two of my three kids are in elementary school right now, and I go to their school every now and then to do volunteer projects or read to my daughter's first grade class. Even after one or two small projects at school, I leave there exhausted and more than happy to go back to my day job. Elementary age kids are high energy all the time, so they need teachers who can harness all that energy and use it for good and not evil.
They are miracle workers, but I'm sure they'd also say that teaching this age group definitely has its perks. I remember how much my daughter adored her kindergarten and first grade teachers. It must be nice to have that many little faces looking at you like you're the smartest person on the planet.
That's true. They're smart and brave. Hope all the elementary school teachers have a restful summer break. We appreciate all you do. Join us back here tomorrow for more of Teacher Week, and in the meantime, check us out online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.